Welcome to the Medicare Help Desk radio show and podcast with Justin Colvin. Figuring out which coverage is best for you can be overwhelming and confusing. The Medicare Help Desk is here to answer all your questions. And now, here's your host, Medicare Specialist Justin Colvin.
Welcome to the Medicare Help Desk radio show and podcast. This is Justin Colvin, your host, author, entrepreneur, and insurance broker. We come here every Sunday, 11:30 a.m. Eastern, 30 minutes of hard-hitting Medicare information for all of our listeners. We look forward to enlightening you and giving you more content each and every week. So this is episode 10 of the Medicare Help Desk show and podcast. We are doing a local business spotlight. It's kind of a new departure. Normally, it's just me rambling on about Medicare and all the information that surrounds the industry. But today, we're going to be unpacking a local business ministry, actually, by a really great organization. It's near and dear to my wife's heart, called the Women's Pregnancy Center. And they're a pro-life group that does a lot of support in the ministry, pregnancy tests and ultrasounds, men and women's counseling, and a lot of other services and support for the Tallahassee community. So I've got the executive director, Jamie Brown, on today. So she'll be unpacking a lot of what they do, how they're involved in the community, and just everything about the organization. That's going to be the first segment. As we come back from the break, in the second segment, I'm going to kind of go into detail. We have an extra relationship. I help out their insurance, their Medicare plan for both her and her husband, Glenn. So we're going to talk about how they discovered me, how they found me, and just some of the plan. I kind of helped coordinate with them about a year ago, almost a year ago. So we'll kind of go over that experience, unpack that a little bit more in detail, and that should kind of be a good show for today. But if you're tuning in with us again, I guess Justin Colvin with the Medicare Help Desk radio show and podcast. If you have questions or comments, you can call or text the show. My direct number is 850-632-0033. Again, that's 850-632-0033. Also, you can find us online, simply www.themedicarehelpdesk.com. That's www.themedicarehelpdesk.com. So let's just jump right into it. Jamie, thanks for coming on the show today. We really appreciate you being here, making time out of your schedule to come on. How are you today?
I'm great, Justin. It's a delight to be with you. Thank you for having me on.
Very, very good. Thank you. So we're going to hope to do more of this in the coming months and everything to have local organizations on. So Jamie is the executive director of the Women's Pregnancy Center. I call it AWPC for short, which is a Women's Pregnancy Center. So kind of give us a little bit more maybe on your bio, how you got started with the organization, how long you've been in business, and just kind of like some good things for the listeners to know out there.
Well, we've been in business since 1985, so 35 years. So wow. We've been around a while. Me personally, I got involved through a friend who asked me to come in and train to be a volunteer counselor. And that was probably about 15 years ago. And the bulk of the counseling that happens in the ministry happens with our volunteer counselors that we fully train and they're the ones going in the counseling room. So I started as that, and then I was pretty much a stay-at-home mom during a lot of the years mm-hmm. my boys were growing up. And when our youngest went off to Auburn, I walked in that day, and I said to my predecessor, my then predecessor, my job just left for college. What do I do? And so she pointed to me and said, you're now coming to work for us. So I came to work with them. And helped to open two branches an hour to the east and west of us, and had intended to just be on staff for a year or two. And as God would have it, Barb and I both became grandmothers at the same time. And so she retired, and I became the executive director.
Very, very cool. That's a cool story. So you were actually volunteering initially in the very beginning as a counselor, which
yes.
You have a lot of counselors now, and that's how you got your start there.
And most of my staff all started as volunteer counselors.
Interesting. So I know my wife has done a couple things. I don't know how, I'm trying to remember what capacity she helped out. I think it was prayer groups. And also she went into the center a couple times. And it might have been just kind of to shadow some other folks to get acclimated. But is that kind of the process for a lot of these counselors coming in? It's just kind of maybe shadow another one that's already kind of experience?
No question. Yes, we have a full three-month training process. And part of that is going through some materials. Part of that is shadowing a seasoned counselor, and then that counselor would flip and shadow her. And so when the seasoned counselor feels like she's ready, then the counsel the new counselor will go into the room.
Very good. Yeah, I think she's looking forward to that. My for those of you out there that don't know this, my wife and I are expecting our next child.
That's
we have
amazing.
A 2-year-old son, Luke, and we're expecting a girl in about literally 3 weeks. So
congratulations, Justin, man. I didn't even you're not gonna tell your producer that, dude.
Yeah, it's like, you know, finally I gotta get that out there. I just keep it all business in here, but we'll try to make it a little more personal. But we're really excited about it. You know, she's due May 1st. And
wonderful.
So she may come a few days early, but her name's going to be Emma. So we've already had that picked out. Aww. So, and as you, one of my listeners will probably know, I'm very open about my faith. Both my wife and I are both people of faith. We're both believers in the Lord, and so we like to put our both our resources, time, and finances behind a lot of organizations that we feel lead that cause and are at the spear tip of advancing God's kingdom. So, you know, I thought this would be a great time to have you on, Jamie, and just kind of unpack what you're doing. So. Let me ask you, how do you guys fund yourself? I don't think you get any kind of public funds. How do you kind of support the organization materially?
Well, we've made the decision not to take government funding because that mm-hmm. does restrict one of our goals is to be able to share the gospel of Jesus Christ with our counselor, with our clients as they come in the door. And so for that reason, all of our funding is totally through the church, through individuals, and through two fundraisers. We just had our Walk for Life, which yep. was incredibly successful, despite the fact that it rained.
Yep, we were there. I remember
and,
that.
And then our second one is our Celebration of Life banquet, which is held in the fall. And this year we're excited. We have Dr. Ben Carson as our keynote speaker.
Very nice.
So it should be another amazing banquet. But yeah, our annual operating budget has moved up 5 times. You know, it's now 5-fold than what wow. it was when I took over. So that those resources are important, but God provides at every step.
That's awesome. That's really encouraging to hear. Was it difficult landing Dr. Carson as a speaker? Was
nope.
a lot of no? Okay.
That was again a God story. He put on my in my memory that I had worked with someone who knew him, and I called them and asked. This was like literally 2 days after they came out of office. You know, it may have been on January 23rd, and I called and said, "Can you get him for us?" And he called him. Dr. Carson, and Dr. Carson not only said yes to us, but said, yes, start booking me on pro-life events.
Very cool. Okay. And last year, was it Huckabee?
Yes, Governor Huckabee.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think we had some other commitments. We could not attend that one. So we are going to be at this year's banquet. So we're really looking forward to that. We'll probably end up getting a table and having my wife's parents and I think some of her brothers and their spouses attend. So is it
wonderful.
10 per table, I believe, right? Is that how it's going to set up?
It depends upon COVID. You know, that's always a big question. Last year it was 6 per table. They had us pare it down. But, you know, we worked it out. We still had 850 people. So
very nice. Okay. So 6 to 10 people, I guess.
Yes. For all Who the, knows what
all
September's
going to
bring.
All the listeners out there, we're going to have a good time. And this is in what month again? October?
September 24th.
September 24th. Okay. We'll save the date. So how can our listeners get in touch with you? What is a good way for them to communicate with the Women's Pregnancy Center if they want to you know, volunteer their time, give their finances, and also if you have maybe a separate contact information, maybe for those that would actually use the service, maybe women that are pregnant or men and women that need counseling, maybe you can give over some of that contact information with the listeners.
Well, actually, we have 3 in-town locations. One is located on the FSU campus. Our new location is directly next door to Planned Parenthood on Tennessee Street. And then our third location is our Belly Boutique, which is our material resource center. We desperately need help. We need men counselors. We need women counselors. We need, you know, nurses. You know, you just can imagine all these free services that we provide takes a lot of manpower to do. They can, if they want to contact us, they can go to lifeisprecious.net.
Okay.
If they're interested in receiving our services, then they can go to womenspregnancycenter.com.
Very good. Any good phone numbers for them to call as well?
Okay, sure. Call the campus. It's 297-1174. 297-1174.
Very good. So Belly Boutique, that's, can you kind of explain a little bit more what that entails, what kind of services they provide there?
Yes. For our moms who choose to carry mm-hmm. and may need some assistance. We have our Belly Boutique, which is, as I said, our material resource center. And basically that's where they can come in once a month and get diapers, strollers, maternity clothes, that kind of thing. So we follow them and track them through to the baby turns 7 months old.
Very good. Okay. So that's a kind of like a nice checkup system as far as providing a
yes.
lot of the
and continue counseling, and we make sure that they continue to be in a stable situation.
Very, very cool. Well, that's awesome. I think I provide a lot of value for listeners out there. There's a lot of information and just a lot of ways you guys are really impacting the community for the Lord, and also just helping folks make tough decisions and knowing they have support. You know, there's people there to help them along the way. So we appreciate that.
So important.
Yeah, so this is Justin Colvin with the Medicare Help Desk Radio Show and Podcast. We're doing a local business spotlight. This is episode 10. We go pay some bills. We'll be right back in just a few minutes. Stay tuned. The Medicare Help Desk Radio Show and Podcast. This is Justin Colvin. We're back from the break. Today is episode 10, Local Business Spotlight on the AWPC. That's the Women's Pregnancy Center, the pro-life group here in Tallahassee, helping a lot of families with many different items, you know, pregnancy tests, ultrasounds, counseling, just a lot of prayer and support for those in the community looking for a life-giving decision to have their child. So we kind of unpacked a lot of that in the organization. Our hosts are our guest today, Jamie Brown. She's the executive director of the center. We kind of talked about a lot of what they provide in the community, all those various services and more. So hopefully you found that useful. In this second segment, I'm going to go into our relationship. We're actually, she's a client of mine, and her and her husband both, for a Medicare plan. And they both were kind of navigating their way through this maze, this mess that is known as Medicare last spring. And so we're going to talk about how she found me, her experience, a lot of different things, kind of unpack all that in the second segment. So I'll just kind of jump right into it. How did you find me initially? I'm trying to remember because you called me. It was I got a call from you one day, and I knew who you were kind of roughly because my wife and I already support the organization through giving and prayer. And so how did you discover me? How did you come into contact with me?
Well, I believe it's a God thing.
Okay. Very good.
Well, my husband is a civil engineer, and as they often do, civil engineers research and investigate and on and on and on and on until it drives you crazy. And so he turned 65 before me, and so he started looking into all of this. And I mean, we are both people with multiple degrees between the two of us, and he could not figure this out. He went to many different sources. I mean, he read book after book, and he would talk to friends who had already been through that experience, and he even called Medicare, and he had so many questions, and every source had a different answer for him. So he was very frustrated, and so just one morning I was just praying, Lord, you know, we need an answer, and an answer quickly to this. So point us in the right direction, and then you just happened to pop up on, I believe it was Facebook, if okay. I remember correctly, but your ad just popped up, and I just thought, Help Care Desk, that's just what we need. So I gave you a call, and you know, we got connected, and then you got to be the recipient of, I can't tell you how many hours of questions from my husband, and you patiently and expertly answered them to where it made sense, and we felt like we were getting, you know, just great unbiased information that we needed, and it was truthful, and I think it really cleared up a lot of questions for us. I don't know that anybody is ever going to know everything there is to know about Medicare,
right? Yeah,
but you know, just to have that direction and to be able to have enough confidence to, before you dive into that pool, because I know that there's some very important decisions that you have to make, and they can be very costly if you choose wrongly. And so we were delighted to be able to navigate that with better information than what we had researched and received.
Sure, sure. Well, that means a lot.
So
to
that's
me.
The long answer to your question.
But no, that's a lot of information there. Yeah, I can't tell you how many clients I come across. I have thousands of clients around the country. If you're tuning in with us, this is Justin Colvin with the Medicare Help Desk Radio Show and Podcast. Our number, if you have questions, you can call or text us, 850-632-0033. Again, that's 850-632-0033. And our website, again, is www.themedicarehelpdesk.com. We're also on Facebook as well. I do some Facebook posts from time to time. And I have the website and also LinkedIn. But it's amazing how many clients I come in contact with, and it's all over the U.S. that just they'll say, I've got all these degrees. I feel like I'm a pretty affluent and educated person, but Medicare is so daunting and so intimidating, and it shouldn't be. And I don't know why it was constructed this way, but it does have a lot of complications to it. And that's why it's important to have someone to help you navigate the maze. And that's what I do. I help seniors every day with Medicare and even just a lot of the preliminaries, which is, you know, should I take my Social Security at 62? Should I wait till normal retirement age? Should I do it at 70? How do I get Medicare? How much does it cost? What are my options? There's a bazillion questions within this sector. And so there's a lot of resources. Certainly you can go to seminars. You can call Medicare. I actually, believe it or not, I've had more people get more confused by calling the horse's mouth. Yes. You would think Medicare and Social Security should know the answers. But remember, a lot of the people that work there, unfortunately, are younger hourly workers. They don't really know. They're just being thrown into it. They're massive call centers.
And the answers are always different.
Yeah. A lot of times you're getting conflicting information. And so you're hoping that they can give you the right information. They should know. I mean, it's their program. It's the federal government. But again, you're not talking to a high-level person to help design it. You're talking to a rank-and-file hourly employee maybe that just got trained a few weeks ago. They don't really know, or they're reading off a script or some Q&As on a computer. So it's important to have someone that's really in the industry that's doing it, I think. And whether you use me or not, my listeners, I hope you would like to use me. But find someone that you feel comfortable with, that's competent, and that's a broker that can shop all the plans, and it's got a lot of experience. I've had a lot of people that even go to the senior centers at the state level, you know, or a county, city level. They'll have a lot of senior help agencies that say, hey, we provide free counseling and help for those that are coming into Medicare. And they'll go, and they're armed with all this information. And a lot of it's true, but a lot of it's not necessarily what I would explain to people. And they still come away somewhat confused or unsure on what to do. Or I've had some that have gotten bad information. I had a gal once in Atlanta, and she went to the state agency, and you would think they have a level of expertise because it's a government entity, right? So they have to know. Surely this insurance agent can't be right. The government or state or local entities should know better. And I remember her telling me, she said, if I don't take my Medicare Part B, I'm going to get penalized. I said, well, that's partly true. It depends on the situation. If you are employed and you have employer health insurance, which is the majority of individuals, no, there's no penalty. Nope. But this counselor said, he had, you know, all the acronyms after his name, I have to have Medicare B or I'm getting stuck with a penalty. I said, that's 1,000% wrong. So you can trust me or you can trust the state worker, but unfortunately, they're just misinformed. And I'm sorry that you got bad information. I know it's frustrating for a lot of people, but, you know, think about it. How many people are working? Ask yourself logically, how many people are working today that are 66, 67 and older? They don't have Medicare. They're working. They have employer insurance. So do you think those tens of millions of people are all going to get penalties? No, of course not. But I sorted the maze out and put it in the right place for the right information. But I think it's just good to have a competent source. But I know it's really frustrating for a lot of seniors out there just looking at this stuff because it's so overwhelming. Let me ask you this. What was some of the other interactions with other sources? Did you guys go to any seminars? Do you remember like attending a local seminar by chance?
Actually, I do. I do remember going to one. I went with my sister-in-law to one that was held by one of the insurance companies that provide this care for us. And it did answer some questions, but as with all the other sources, more questions arose than were answered. So I'm not sure that was too much of a sales pitch.
Yes. Okay. So you felt like they were, was it like a lunch or dinner they provided and then also educational material? Do you remember kind of like the format?
Yeah. And it was uncomfortable. I don't tend to trust that type of format. I want someone that's going to be a little more neutral.
Yeah. It's just a fun fact for my listeners. I've never actually done that. That is big in our industry. For Medicare or just even financial planning. A lot of folks that do life insurance or annuities, they'll say, hey, come to our free dinner or come to our luncheon. And, you know, it's supposed to be educational in nature, and I'm sure it is very educational. But remember, guys, if they're doing this and they're spending $15, $20 a head and there's 30 people in there, they've got cost plus timeout. So they're there to sell something or at least make it imperative that you should do a follow-up. A lot of times it's educational material. And see, with Medicare, it's a lot more compliance-driven. And so if I were to do something like that, I have to file an event with Medicare, with CMS, which is a regulatory body, and let them know, hey, I'm doing this event, this is the time, this is the date, this is how many people I expect to have, this is what I'm going to spend. It's a mess. It's a lot of red tape. And for that reason, I don't do it. And I'm more comfortable. I work in my office, I'm pretty much 99% digital. So it's a lot easier for me to have all the tools, the quote engines, the drug plan software, everything I need is in my office. If I'm out in the field, I feel like a fish out of water. It's just, I don't have all the tools. And so it's hard for me to really kind of advise someone because I'm flying blind, essentially, because everything's in my office. So I don't like the setup. I've just always been accustomed to be kind of virtual, if you will. And this is way before COVID. I've been doing Medicare for about 7 years. So a lot of this wasn't necessarily COVID brought on, but now the industry's even pushed more electronic, more digital. But there's still these, obviously, seminars. I've gotten cards, and I'm 40. I don't know how I got on that list, but somehow I was like, should I sign up? Maybe I should just go for the free meal. But no, I didn't. So, but that's there's so much information. There's so many ways to uncover and unpack all this stuff. But I'm glad you chose to work with me. Just quickly before we close out today, what's been your experience with the plan that you've had? I think it's United Healthcare PPO plan. It's a Medicare Advantage plan. And we set this up last March for both you and Glenn. Just maybe kind of speak briefly to that.
It's been great. And we've enjoyed the perks. And there have been several perks. There's been, you know, the free gym membership and the over-the-counter medications and that kind of stuff that we've enjoyed as well. So it's been a good experience.
Yeah, very cool. So that's awesome. Well, glad to hear you enjoyed the plan and everything. If you have questions, you can always give me a call. All my listeners out there, we want to thank you for tuning in today. Our number is 850-632-0033. Again, it's Justin Colvin with the Medicare Help Desk Radio Show and Podcast. We will see you next week, 11:30 a.m. Eastern, every Sunday. You guys have a great week. Thanks for tuning in.